The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seats with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Okay, that was pretty good, you guys. Good job, everybody. Coming to you once again from the OG, the original gangster hideout for Doug Loves Movies, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. California, it's Tuesday, July 24th, 2018, and I want to know, how's your name tag game, LA? Oh, it's pretty goddamn strong. I don't know what happened to you guys. Maybe it's because it's summer. We got Steve Nato, is a guy with a fucking shark head. That is, it's a shark that looks like he's desperately wants to speak, but can't. And so his head is constantly moving around like, oh, I wish I could talk right now, but I am Steve Nato. Beth to Smoochie, I like that very much. The cat in the hat, and cat is K-A-T, short for Catherine.
Kathleen,
good for you. Hey, Amara Kim Psycho, I've seen that one before. That's a returning one. Chasing Amy what?
Chasing Amy DeVille Horror?
And you're Amy, but you decided, I don't want to decide on Chasing Amy or Amityville Horror. I'm going to do both in the same poster. That's pretty fucking amazing. Yeah, it's Build a Title, you son of a bitch. is that like a three billboards outside Ebbing over there?
It is.
Holy shit, that's very far away. I'm good at recognizing posters. What'd you change it to?
Brie billboards.
I like it, Brie. That's like your cheese. What is that big? Oh, Big Sid instead of Big Sick. I like that. All right, we got lots of good ones to choose from. We've established that. So good luck to everybody. And I'm going to do some plugs. Thursday night, I'm doing the Benson Interruption in Montreal, Canada, as part of the Just for Last Festival. And Saturday, July 28th, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies there in the afternoon. At the, I think it's at the Hyatt Hotel in Montreal. The following week, I'm doing several shows at the Traverse City Film Festival. And on August 12th, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta. And just added, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in Orlando on Saturday, August 18th at 4:20. Because I decided I wanted to go to Disney World at the hottest time of the year. So that'll be on sale never. I mean, never? That's on sale never. Good luck. That's on sale now or soon is what I wrote. But in my writing, now or looks like never. On sale never. For all of my upcoming dates that you cannot go to because they are not going on sale, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Oh my God, you guys. I don't know how I feel about the eagle noises. Is that even a noise an eagle makes? I don't think so. I think eagles are just like, what's up? The prize bag tonight includes a Douglas Movies t-shirt and another shirt that says, oh, I just had a great time in Reno at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. So I'm giving away a shirt from there. And I also had a really good time taking this from the hotel. This is called Edible Reno Tahoe, and it's not a weed thing. But it is all the great places to eat in Reno and Tahoe. That's my thing now is I just steal hotel room magazines. The bag that this is coming in, I got to do the Kevin and Bean show in San Diego. They were there. They're an L.A. radio show, of course, but they were in Los Angeles. I mean, they were at Comic-Con. And so this bag says Kevin and Bean at Comic-Con, and there's some Kevin and Bean stickers and a Kevin and Bean lanyard. In case you ever get something you want to hang around your neck and you want to shout out to them. And then a Peacemaker Christmassy bong, down to three of these. I thought they would last all year, but I've been doing so many shows that they're almost all gone. But I'm going to give out a few more. And also, my three guests brought stuff for the prize bag as well. So let's get them out here. And please give it up for Scott Aukerman, Patton Oswalt, and Paul F. Tompkins. Looks like none of them could make it. But I'm sure they are somewhere having a very nice time, and we will be happy to see them again on another occasion. It's funny too. Paul, did you murder the other guests?
Well, Doug, let's just say I want to win tonight.
Oh, shit.
The next time you murder someone, stick around to make sure they're dead, Tompkins.
I really did just yell at these guys, you're murdered! And then I thought it would stick.
Yeah, force of your voice.
No. Yeah, I was loud.
Were we supposed to come out?
Yeah.
We were all talking.
I mean, you know how it works.
We were all talking.
It's typical. The green room is back. You know, there's a door back there between here and there. And so, you know.
We heard a giant ovation and thought, that couldn't be for us.
It's got to be for Doug. Doug, he got off a good zinger.
Yes, they applaud wildly for my opening comments. I'm going to be in Florida. Woo! Hey, could you put your shark head on the ground? Because there's people in the audience that can't see me.
Put your shark head on the ground.
I appreciate you taking it off, because that would have been too much commitment for you to wear that thing the whole time. And your head moves less when it's not on. I like that, too. I didn't know what your problem was. It was a real shaky shark.
Sharks got to move their heads all the time,
they
right?
They do. They got to keep moving their head or they die. And I'd be like... But he was a very agreeable shark. It was a lot of up and down.
For the podcast listener, Doug was shaking his head from side to side, then up and down.
For our wireless listeners at home.
Thank you, Scott. And yes.
And yes.
And
Patton. And I've Patton.
Got,
is
I've got
you're...
nothing to add. Let's meet them individually, my three guests.
And then
starting,
together after that.
And then together for the rest of the show. Scott Aukerman is
Hi,
here.
Hi, America! Hi!
That's right. We're going alphabetical on these three. It's the only logical way to do it. You have three big names. You go alphabetical. What's going on with the ring?
Scott was noticing my wedding ring. I'm married.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, Jamie.
Normally I'd say sorry, ladies, but now it's sorry, everyone.
Sorry, my wife.
Okay, you guys. It doesn't count.
My wife.
When it's Scott, already a Scott, joke, you can't do it.
Scott and I are more partial to the William Shatner, my wife.
Oh, yeah? How's that go?
My wife!
It's went from when she drowned.
Oh, no. Wow, Scott. It's a good thing you can't be fired from anything right now.
Because... Wait a minute.
Because those kind of comments get you fired. But what are you up to, Scott? What's going on?
Baby. I'm just doing my thing, just fucking partying.
Right? That's your thing. You know, to party.
You can hear a U2 episode that we just put out where we interview Bono and The Edge. And
it just came out?
Junior just came out, yes.
You interviewed all of them but one? Larry Mullins was busy?
Larry was busy but did something very interesting, which we talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's our trip to Madison Square Garden, part two.
All right.
It's out now.
Can I spoil it?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Larry Mullen wrote on the mirror in lipstick, "Welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS."
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wow.
No.
You're going to get him fired from YouTube.
My God.
That was an urban legend. From the beginning of AIDS.
You know, when AIDS was hilarious.
The golden age of AIDS.
The golden AIDS.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord. We're all never going to work again.
We're already not.
Okay. It works out pretty good. That's good timing. Let's say hello to Patton Oswalt, everybody.
Now watch me dig out of this hole. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here we go.
I was going to say, what's happened to you since Ratatouille?
Since Ratatouille?
Fill us in.
Well, right now we just locked the script for Two Rat Tutui. We're very excited. That's going to be really great. Vin Diesel is playing a wheel of Mimole cheese. So that's just got a letter of interest from him. But that usually means he'll show up. God, what is going on with me? Nothing. Nothing.
Perfect.
I played Clue today. That's what I did. Literally played a game of Harry Potter Clue, which Harry Potter Clue is where they take the game of Clue and they make it so much more goddamn complicated than it needs to be. They involve money somehow and trapdoors and all this bullshit. It's like it was horrifying.
Now, it's obviously this is for kids, so there's not a murder, right?
One of the kids has been made to disappear, and you have to bring them back. So no, there's no murder in it.
Who was the culprit?
Well, at the game we played today, it turned out it was Peter.
Was it Mad Eye Mustard?
No,
Mustard?
He's a good guy. Mad Eye Mustard. What the hell?
I was so happy about that one, and then couldn't fucking get it out.
Welcome to the wonderful world of AIDS.
I love how basically Doug riffs with magnetic poetry tiles. Just today it was Peter Pettigrew using the vanishing cabinet in Defense Against the Dark Arts.
I mean, if somebody disappeared, I would go with the vanishing cabinet every single time.
Well, but you can also use the port key. Oh my God, I'm defending. Am I an instantly judgmental nerd for anything I'm talking about? Actually, the poppy seeds are not part of the lemon flavoring in the muffin, so it's not, oh my God.
That has to do with Harry Potter?
No, I was using a...
Harry Potter's denied a job because he thinks he has drugs in his system.
Another urban myth, you millennials out there.
That was actually early on J.K. Rowling. J.K., is that right?
J.K., very
just
good.
Kidding, Rowling.
Just kidding, Rowling.
The whole thing was a joke?
Yeah. No, it's just keep Rowling.
Just keep Rowling.
Just keep Rowling, everybody.
Just keep Rowling, guys.
But she originally was going to go with Harry Poppy Seed, and then she landed on Potter eventually. Paul F. Tompkins is here! Yeah.
I wish I could introduce someone after every joke doesn't land.
Right? Well, I didn't even wait to see if it was going to land. I was just like, let's just do this.
Changed his name to Poppy Seed. Louis C.K. is here!
Wait, what?
Worried this joke isn't going to land. Who can I introduce to save the moment?
I had questions for you guys. Oh, I asked Scott his already. Paul.
Wait, the question you wrote down for Scott is what's going on?
Yep. What's going on, friend?
Wow.
I forgot to say friend when I did it.
What's going on?
Wow, what a deep Wikipedia dive that must have been to get that question.
I know everything he's already done, but what's going on, friend? Yeah, also, Scott loves to just put his microphone down. I'll sit out for a little bit.
Don't overload the grid.
You know something good's coming when Scott picks up his microphone.
Remember Match Game when we have to fight for microphones?
Oh, that's right. We had to share them, and we'd do it here, and we'd have to pass them around.
That's
and
right.
It would get ugly. Also, on my 12 Guests of Christmas shows, I make them share. Everybody share microphones.
It's true.
Yeah, great story. So,
Louis C.K. is here.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know what Scott Aukerman's up to, but I know that Paul Tompkins has a new podcast called Threedom, and he's terrific on it. I forget who the other people are involved in that. Thank you. Yeah, that's Paul and Scott and Lauren Lapkus.
That's right.
Yeah, and you guys just sit around and talk about... Liberty? Oh, pop music? Oh, I get it. Talk about. But Liberty? You talk about being free? Is that what the premise is?
Threedom isn't three.
Threedom? All right. You've intrigued me. I'm interested that you're telling me nothing about this podcast.
Doug,
it's your premise.
I think you may have intrigued yourself with this one.
Okay. But what happens on it?
We just sit around as ourselves. We're not doing characters. And we have interesting conversations.
We're just John.
We're just okay. John.
You guys are doing characters tonight?
Yep.
I'm so delighted by maybe the most generic podcast question I've ever heard. What happens on it?
Yeah. What do you do there? Is it fun?
It's like the guy waiting on you at the tire store. You have a podcast? What happens on it? No, we're getting your radials right now. What happens on your computer thing?
Is this a comedy podcast?
No.
No? It's a serious chat with the three of you?
It's a deep dive into global issues. Thank you. I have time for two more. Stretch.
Okay, here's what I wrote down to say to Patton. Damn, it's been forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice question, Sophie Hawkins.
When you have people like you guys on, I could just say a sentence and you'll jump in. You'll come in with something funny.
Oh, that killed a lot of comedies in the 80s. Just let him go crazy. It'll be great. Don't worry about it.
Caddyshack too.
Yeah, let him try on a bunch of hats. It'll be great. Try on hats in front of a mirror. Play brown-eyed girl. Scene will be gold.
Isn't that like Julia Roberts in Sleeping with the Enemy?
Sleeping with the Enemy, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That's the...
Like supposed to be a scary movie, but that scene is in it.
Out of nowhere.
They should have done a fun montage of her lining up all the cans in the cupboard the right way.
Oh, there you go.
She opens the cupboards and the cans are rearranged or whatever the fuck... Like, Scott's upset that I'm doing a spoiler.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
Do you intend to see it? Is it on your list? Is it in your queue?
Who's in it?
Julia Roberts?
Who she sleep with?
Pat will probably know this. Who directed it? Because the guy who directed it did some interesting movies. It's not terrible.
I know that my favorite scene is where...
Great review.
They show... It's not terrible. They show that she's liberated because when she escapes her abusive boyfriend, she then purposely jumbles up the cans because he's like this weird... Remember back there was a time when OCD meant you're a serial killer? Like if your apartment was neat, it means, oh, he's a murderer.
I think it still does.
Oh, okay. But she like rearranges the soup cans.
Sad news.
Yeah.
All right, I have one or two questions for each of you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear these gems.
Hey, Paul. Yeah.
Is one of them, what else is going on?
How about that weather?
Do you guys keep up with the news? No, my first question is, what'd you guys bring for the prize bag? Mm. Let's start with Patton. What do you got?
I brought my four albums that are on vinyl, and I signed them.
Yeah.
I'll go next.
Pass them down. Oh, you're worried that Scott's going to be better than yours? Or?
No, I think Scott's is the closer.
Okay.
I brought...
For Tom Sell.
A lapel pin for my podcast, Spontaneation. It fell out of the... And I put it in an old box that I had. But look at the fancy presentation.
It's like you're proposing to the audience.
Yeah. That's right.
Paul would like to...
Will you be my podcast listener?
Listen to his Spontanean Nation, and that's a lovely little box.
Mm-hmm.
Scott,
don't take that out of context, guys.
Bill Cosby is here. I have. Given to me by Ryan, your producer Ryan, in 2010, Greg Proops' album Proops Digs In.
Yeah.
Still in its shrink wrap. Has been sitting in my car for 8 years and has not been stolen despite 2 break-ins.
Features 4 bits.
Yeah.
It's an EP.
Yeah.
Proops. Aged to perfection.
Proops digs in. We love Greg Proops. He's a guest on the show.
Good marbling on that cover. Nice aging.
So somebody's going to win all of that. Win is a, you know, loose word for what's going to happen, but someone will be carrying this stuff around for the rest of the evening and maybe into their lives.
There are trash cans on either corner.
That's true. Oh, it breaks my heart when I see a name tag in the trash can. You guys, just take them home and then throw them out there. It's no reason to hurt me.
Paul, wait, they're the ones that make the name tags.
I know, so they can throw it away whenever they want. But it's just weird to see, like, they just, like, gave up. Like, I'm never going to go to that show again. Name tag didn't get chosen.
A lot of them have your face on them?
Yeah, I mean, look at that right there. That American Psycho's got my face in it, and I don't want to see that in the garbage.
I remember that regeneration of Doug Benson.
But I would definitely reach into the garbage and get those Reese's Cups off of there.
Right?
Yeah. She throws the whole thing away. Paul Tompkins.
Yes, Doug Ensign.
Hopkins, I like that. What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, well, I saw a little movie called I Love You, Daddy.
What? That's the Louis C.K. thing?
How did you see it? How did you see it?
There was someone I knew who knew someone who had a screener of it. I think it was the one screener that went out, and then somebody checked Twitter, and they're like, get those screeners back in here right now! It's not good. It's not a good movie. It's not good.
Gee, kick a guy when he's down.
Well, Scott, I wanted to like it, but no dice. Not good.
You put the CK
in. Wait, Andrew Dice Clay wasn't in it? Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Woody Allen. God damn it. Fucking saved my pulled the ripcord of that myself.
I also started rewatching The Staircase on Netflix.
Oh.
I watched it when it first came out.
Okay.
And then in that movie, he talks about how he and his wife that he was about to murder had just watched America's Sweetheart starring Julia Roberts.
Oh.
Which, that's a real shame that that's the last movie you see on Earth before before you die. But then also, he kept calling it Blockbusters to the point where I realized that should have been the name. It should have been called Blockbusters and not Blockbuster Singular.
Oh, okay.
It's a video store. They have more than one movie there. It should have been called Blockbusters.
Yeah. With an apostrophe?
No, just plural, Blockbusters. I think that people filled that in by themselves all over the world.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Well, in my callow youth, I used to laugh at people who said Blockbusters. But now I realize they were right. And I was wrong.
Well, then should we call it like Burgers King? Because they have more than one.
Yes.
Would that work?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whoppers Jr.
Yeah, Whoppers Jr. No, wait a minute. No. That's not the...
We should call it Hardee's. Yeah.
Taco's Bell. We have more than one taco here. Taco's Bell. Or Singular Taco's Bell. Bells.
There's just the one bell.
Okay, there's one bell.
Unless Richard Belzer's in line.
Munch!
Oh,
that's what you do at Taco Bell.
Oh, I thought you were doing the theme from Munch.
Munch! Oh.
I go in.
He's in everything.
What else?
Do, 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 do. Even the X-Files.
I order from the Munch menu at Taco Bell. It's all things Richard Belzer recommends. I love it.
Fatty Arbuckle is here.
Wow.
What was the last movie you saw, Scott?
I think it was Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Did you like that?
I liked it. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
You had a good time?
He was big. He was small.
Who won, Ant-Man or the Wasp?
It's not versus.
Huh?
Ant-Man v. the Wasp. Ant-Man v. Wachowski. Like,
I thought they were fighting for custody of their child. No, I'm thinking of a different film.
Yeah, you're thinking of Kramer versus Kramer.
Who versus what?
Same name both times.
What about Ant-Man versus Kramer?
Kramer from Seinfeld.
Oh, yep. Yes. That's right.
Ant-Man does not like racist
doing that
tumor.
That's right. Michael Richards is here.
We got there. We got there.
Patton, what'd you see?
Eighth Grade. Bo Burnham's movie.
Pretty amazing, right?
It's fantastic.
How did a man make that?
It was so
about
well done.
A 13-year-old girl. It's so in touch with
and found
that
an
whole
actor
world.
That you got to hang a movie on like a. It was the same thing as when I saw. Remember seeing the Florida Project? The one your whole movie's got to hang on like basically a first-time actor, and to take that risk, it was so well done.
It's good.
It's really amazing.
I can't wait to see it.
I saw that, and I also saw the Teen Titans movie, which is hilarious.
Does he say fuck Batman in it?
No, you know what? No.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, that's the one I want my daughter to see.
Fuck Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Oh, wait. What's the intention? Is he saying like, fuck Batman, I don't like Batman? Or is he like saying, Batman, check this out.
Fuck Batman. He's saying it about Batman.
You look terrific.
Or it's a disappointment.
Fuck
Batman.
Batman. Fuck Batman?
Do you think Batman would... Obviously, he's not going to register how he feels about somebody being disappointed in him in the moment. But do you think later when he's alone, do you think he will have a moment where he's like, I let that guy down?
Yeah, and I think that especially when Christian Bale plays him, he would still say that to himself with Batman voice.
Yeah.
I let that guy down. When he's all alone.
I wish there was a scene in The Dark Knight Rises where Catwoman goes, "You can. I know who you are now. Like we've established that I know you're. You don't need to use the fucking voice with me." He keeps using that voice with her long after they reveal who they are to each other.
Yeah,
he keeps going, "Hey, Elizabeth, no, what are you doing, Bruce?"
It's, and when she vanishes on him, he goes, "So that's what that feels like." And he's alone. To know what I mean. It's hard to go in and out, I guess. Sometimes you got to stay in character for a whole day.
Yeah, really I wish there had been like a scene the next day where he's out of the costume and he's in his secret identity. And so he's introduced to him. He's like, "Hi, Bruce Wayne."
Oh, were you at a loud party?
What's that happened? Yeah, I was in a club. I'm a playboy or whatever.
Right, yeah. You're rich and you go out to clubs.
Yeah, so we were
lose
like...
Lose your voice.
Yeah, that's right.
Spoiler, Paul.
They throw the bat signal up and he shows up. "Okay, guys, I'm here." "I've changed my name to Horseman."
"Oh, Horseman.
Harvey Weinstein is here." Not even comedians anymore.
No, well, you know, we have a lot of people from the
Joseph Mengele is here.
Oh, man. Mark David Chapman, straight out of prison, is here.
Is he released?
He's about to, or he has a chance to be. Ooh. I know. It's a fun topic. But Yoko Ono sends a letter every year, and it goes like this. Her music was kind of annoying. That's the joke there.
One song.
It was only the one song.
What? Come on.
One song that everyone talks about is the one where she like imitates a dolphin. But the rest of it is good.
Now people love impressions.
She's ahead of her time.
All right, now that my questions have been answered.
What a weird troll.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? What's the last movie you saw and what'd you bring for the bag? Is all I want to know from each of you before saying,
let the games begin.
We got lots of name tags. So, gentlemen, choose carefully.
Patton from North Virginia over here.
Oh, there's a guy from North Virginia, Patton, so feel sorry for him and pick somebody else's name tag. We'll be right back. Hey, like I said earlier, be sure to check me out at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal and the Traverse City Film Festival in Traverse City, Michigan over the next 2 weeks. But to be more specific, in Montreal, you can catch me on a free panel hosted by Ron Bennington. You have to go to his website, The Interrobang, to sign up for tickets, but that's at 5:00 on Thursday, July 26th at the Hyatt. Then later that night, you can purchase tickets to see the Benson Interruption at 9:30 at PDA Cien-Sav. Hope I pronounced that right. And then Saturday, July 28th at 4:20, we're doing Doug Loves Movies in the Hyatt Hotel ballroom, I believe it is. And then in Traverse City on Wednesday, August 1st, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Old Town Playhouse with two of your favorite guests and then a wild card, Walt the Owner Tuchel. And then on Friday night, August 3rd at midnight at the State Theater, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of the classic Twister. And then there's a comedy panel on Saturday. So many fun ways to see me in Montreal and Traverse City. I hope you guys make it out to those, and I hope you go to douglovesmovies.com if you live somewhere else. And that way you can figure out if I'm coming to your town. And never be afraid to reach out to me on social media and say, "Hey, why don't you come to this town?" I just did Reno the other day after lots of people asked me to and had a wonderful time. Back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing on behalf of Patton Oswalt?
I'm playing on behalf of the amazing, colossal Max. Is there a name on the back here? Or what?
No, that's a shithead on the back. We'll read that if you lose tonight.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know who's going to win tonight. This is a tight matchup.
Oh.
And Paul's name tag has Reese's all over it.
What's the way we're supposed to eat these?
There's one correct way to eat them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you... Wait, there is?
Yep.
How's it go? What do you do?
I already did it. You missed it, son.
He did already eat his. Who are you playing for, Scott?
Steve or something.
It's Steve NATO, and you dropped his shark head on the ground.
Yeah, what? I'm going to carry that thing the whole time? I'm going to hold it?
I picked the shark guy
because that's so much work. And I feel like none of us were going to pick him because it's so much work. And what, you know.
He literally wrote his name on a piece of cardboard and put a puppet head on.
Yeah, I'm not putting my head in there. No offense, Steve. Oh, you also have a hat on. Did you have that hat on inside this thing? You brought a spare hat or a spare shark? Spare shark head? All right,
so. 2 minutes later! Spare shark head.
That's a disorder
Ladies
I have.
Ladies and gentlemen, a shitty comedian.
Victoria Jackson is here!
Amerikim Psycho is who...
I'm playing for Amerikim Psycho. Stay away from me! And look, there's Doug's face.
Wait, is that that American Psycho song?
Yeah, that's that American Psycho song.
It plays over the end credits, right?
And then look, there's
American
Kim.
Psycho song.
Kim's in the knife there.
Oh, that is pretty.
It's very cute. She's got a big old smile on her face.
Yeah.
She's about to be murdered.
She wants to be murdered.
She's about to be the instrument of murder. Mm. She lives in the knife.
That's a haunted knife?
Yeah.
Who was that answering that question?
A little guy.
All right. I'm going to open up my Reese's, and then we're going to play. Don't you love it when people call it Reese's? Isn't that fun?
I grew up saying that. I can't not do it. Reese's PCs. It's an affliction.
All right. This first game we're going to play is called Purple Rain Man.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's intense. It's a mashup title game. Like, of course, the stars of Purple Rain Man would be Prince and Tom Cruise. Purple Rain Man. It's that simple. I'm going to start reading the third build names in a movie mashup title. You guys guess as often as you like.
Wait,
we get to number one.
Which part are we guessing?
What the title is, the movie mashup title. Like, that's if I said Prince and Tom Cruise, the answer would be Purple Rain Man.
Movie mashup title. Yeah. Movie mashup title.
What do we do?
Scott, sit this one out. Just hang back. Put your mic down. That was a drop the mic and pick it right back up. What title is this movie mashup with these third build actors? Anne Hathaway and Emily Robinson.
Who are they?
Yeah. Can we ask who people are sometimes?
You can when it comes to one of those two names. I think one of them is well known.
One of them I know pretty well. Mm-hmm.
Who's the other one?
Emily Robinson. And she's third build in a motion picture that you will find out the title of shortly.
Oh, that cleared up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Second build Kate Blanchett and Josh Hamilton.
Do we know who's with who, or
who's zooming who? Even
the first name is from the first half of the title, which is the title of a movie they were in, mm-hmm. and then the second name is the second half of the.
Who
title.
Are the names?
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Who are the names?
Kate Blanchett and Win a Date with Josh Hamilton.
That was Tad Hamilton. This is Josh Hamilton.
So after he went on the date, he changed his name.
Doesn't the woman usually do that?
He murdered his date and went into witness relocation, but was stupid enough to only change his first name.
It's actually not pretty good, shrewd if you think about
you think it.
It
is. Hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
No, we're looking for a guy with different names.
Wait.
Ocean's okay. 8 Men Out.
Ooh, no.
Ocean's 8.
Is there any order to how we can guess or no?
Do we guess as often as you like.
Ocean's 8-legged freaks.
Oh, I like that too. The top billed people in this movie are Sandra Bullock.
And Ocean's 8 Mile.
And Elsie Fisher.
Who?
Ocean's 8 Millimeter.
Ocean's...
Do it, Patton!
Ocean's can 8!
Both films are theoretically in theaters now.
Ocean's can 8th grade.
Ocean's 8th grade? What?
Ocean's 8th... Oh! Oh,
I broke the... I put Ken back into it.
Did I steal that one from you?
Oceans can Kramer.
Scott Aukerman wins that game. Congratulations, no, Scott.
What do I win?
Like a thief in the night.
Yes.
You get to go first in the next game. Yeah, you've won literally nothing.
Fuck you. But yeah. The opportunity for even more nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you win this next game, you get to go first in the last game. In this game, you guys can handle it, I think. It's expert level only. We're going to play Build a Title.
Yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it.
I'll give you a title. Scott will start us off with adding something to it, just another movie title that works into it, and much like Purple Rain Man. And then we'll go to Paul, and then we'll go to Patton, and we're starting... The starter title is...
Don't you have to ask us first? Like, we've never met before.
You're not familiar with what I've written down on this piece of paper.
No.
Okay, let's be clear about that, everybody. These three guests all have no idea what's about to happen. Except for I did try to explain the game, so hopefully they
and we've all
sort
played
of
it before,
understand.
But beyond
what's
that,
about
we have
happen.
No idea what's coming. Yeah.
The title, Scott Aukerman, is Skyscraper. Ooh. Someone's clapping over there, either because okay. They like that movie or Tall Buildings.
Skyscraper.
So something ends in sky or begins with
Skyscraper. Skyscraper, Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, that would work if the word on wasn't at the beginning of that one.
It is.
No, I mean...
Okay. Scrape. Purr.
You can go. You could use the purr part. You can use purr. The part.
Purr.
The a purr part.
I wouldn't. Aper.
I wouldn't use. I wouldn't use raper. Because it probably wouldn't work.
Her.
But also a movie that ends in sky.
Oh, you can go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, anyway. So, can you ask me what's up, friend, again? Some desert sky? God.
Fuck. Oh, no!
Sky. All I can think of is Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow? Scraper.
sky.
Excuse me while I kiss this sky.
All right, you'll do better in the next game.
Has this ever happened before?
It does.
On the first one?
Okay. It can be hard. I don't think this one is, but...
Skyscraper perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Skyscraper perfect. Nice. Yeah. So now Pat needs something that ends in sky or begins with fect.
Or ect. Feckenstein. No.
What was that movie? Sever versus X.
Vanilla Sky Scrape.
Yes,
perfect.
Vanilla Sky, Scott.
So one movie that has sky in it. You're right. How could I be so stupid?
Well, I mean, it's not the right time of year, but October sky.
Uh-huh. What's the right time of year for October sky?
You know, mid-September.
You getting ready for it?
Yeah, exactly.
Kids are back in
school.
You got
to prep. Right? All right.
They're getting right, their October sky costumes ready.
This is going to be really tough for you, I think, Paul. Because now you have to come up with something that ends with vanilla. Or I pocket dialed something. Let's check out what it is. Oh, it's Esther Koo's Periscope. Weird.
I love the cross promotion. It's great. Very nice.
Yeah, you guys turn it on right now if you want to check that out.
That's synergy, my friend.
All right, so we got Vanilla Skyscraper Perfect. So I don't know what to do with that. But Paul, do you have a...
I mean, I'm going to take a guess, Doug.
A guess?
And I'm going to say...
Oh, I just thought of one.
There's got to be a movie... Vanilla Skyscraper Perfection.
Perfection?
There's got to be a movie called
Perfection. There's got to be. Patton?
Is there any judge? Does someone judge?
I sort of do. I'm sort of in charge. But that seems like there's got to be a movie called that. Or that's, or you know, perfect was just short for perfection. So, but Shun is an interesting beginning of a title.
People, you looking it up?
People have managed to make something happen there. Oh, Paul.
A mother obsessed with plastic surgery and a daughter who likes to cut herself find love that is more than skin deep.
It's perfection.
It makes sense when you think about it.
I mean, didn't they make a movie out of the board game, though? They're doing
that
now.
Like, perfection.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you know that's coming.
Did that have the popping dice in the middle, perfection?
No, it was you put the shapes in the holes with the timer.
Were you thinking of the Pop-O-Matic dice? That's
yes,
trouble.
I love Pop-O-Matic.
That's trouble.
Ian McKellen is Gnip. Judi Dench is Gnop.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything, Patton?
Hang on.
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Perfection.
There's always Vanilla Skyscraper Perfection. There's always Vanilla's George Romero's second movie. Thank you.
There's always Vanilla?
Yeah.
Gotta be fucking kidding
I'm
me.
I'm not kidding. Look it up.
It's the second no. movie.
I'm not gonna look it up. It's fun when my guests trick me. Always vanillas.
Oh, is that an element of the game if we make up a title but we really sell it?
Yeah, like Perfection was one. He snuck that
but
through.
Then he changed reality with his conviction.
Mm-hmm.
It became a Lifetime movie.
His Perfection conviction.
Someone in the Lifetime film vault's like, Jesus, this thing's on the shelf all of a sudden. We gotta update Lisa Welchel's IMDb.
Paul, there's always Vanilla Skyscraper Perfection. Is there a movie that ends with the word there? Hey, what's going on over there? In theaters now.
Couldn't it also end in comma the? Like fan comma the?
Anything, Paul?
Doug, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, Doug.
Okay, let's count it off, everybody. One.
Oh my God, I just thought of something, and it's
right?
weird how it's come around full circle. Okay.
What do you think it is?
I think... I don't have one, to be honest with you. I've been looking at it, and I can't add anything to it. This might have been a quick one, which isn't bad, because UCB's running on time tonight, so...
We all are, Doug. Wow, sorry, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen...
Introducing somebody.
Patton Oswalt is
hey,
here.
Why would you... Oh, really? Fair enough.
I want to say over there, but I don't know for sure.
Over there sounds like a title. Sure.
I feel like it's got to be.
Yeah, I'm going to accept that. Over there.
Look it up.
I thought of several song titles that
yeah.
would work, but...
Cut to the Lifetime Film Vault. Shit! Again! The fuck is happening tonight?
I feel like over there would be like about sailors, like a musical yeah. about sailors.
Or World War I, Du Bois.
During the last days of the Great War, a group of U.S. soldiers are sent behind enemy lines to rescue a lost platoon trapped behind enemy lines.
Oh, my God. It came out this year.
This year, 2018.
Oh, that's why it's familiar.
Wait a minute. Yes, wait a minute.
Of course.
I wonder if this is one of those asylum things where they were trying to piggyback on the fucking... What was the big one that Christopher Nolan made? Yeah, Dunkirk. I bet. Oh, I wonder if that is.
Dunkirk.
Can I have my phone back?
No, hang on. Ooh, that's
no, a... hang on. I'm playing my game.
Okay, Patton, you need something that ends in over or begins in infection.
Over there's always vanilla skyscraper perfection, Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh! Ooh. I don't like it, but I'm going to accept it. All right. Do you know one, Paul, that begins with service?
Or ice.
Oh.
Oh. Or vice.
Oh. And you could drop the or the. Service. You could drop the if there's a the in the title. You can just get rid of it.
Ditch it. There's always vanilla sky scrape perfection Her Majesty's Secret Service castles.
No.
Whoa.
We got.
Looks like Paul is going to challenge this audience member to some sort of.
Take off your white glove, Paul. Take off your white glove.
Now, who the fuck do you think? You're so loud. Call Her Majesty's Secret Service. But you're not going to allow Vice Castle.
Mr. Tompkins is berating an audience member.
Doesn't
like hearing no from the audience member. I mean, he's right, but...
He's no righter than you are wrong, Doug.
Oh, whoa. But yeah, you don't pronounce
Shun Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Hey, let's go see... Is Castles.
Do you want to see Un Her Majesty's Secret Service?
No, but that one was, you know...
It was what?
It was the first one cheat.
It was a stretch you enjoyed as opposed to a stretch that this guy said yes. no to?
That guy influenced my decision.
Don't be a coward, Doug. It's unbecoming.
All right, Pat, you need one that ends it over or begins with assholes.
Or let me help you out. Or ASLs.
Could it be All ice? Right. Ask over, Les Miserables?
Over the. I was gonna fucking do that. God damn it. I was literally going to do that. I was going to say, over there's always vanilla, sky, scrape perfect, honor, majesty, secret, serve ice, castle, miserable.
Castles.
Castles. Miserable.
All right, I have to accept it.
All right.
Paul.
Over there's always vanilla skyscraper perfection, Her Majesty's secret serve ice castle miserable miserable.
I knew you were gonna do that.
It had to be done.
It had to be done. But now, what is Patton gonna do?
Oh my God.
Now it's a game of who lives longest.
Deep cover there's always vanilla skyscraper perfect. John, Her Majesty's secret serve ice castles, Les Miserables, Miserables.
I love that movie, Deep Cover. It's really good.
It's the sequel to Deep Kimson. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Paul, do you got something that ends in deep?
Or D?
Yo mama.
And the... This just in, Patton's been fired from Ratatouille2T2ET. Scott's telling him an answer.
I feel like there's gotta be...
The deep wouldn't count.
No, I know.
Okay. Because you're not changing or adding it.
Doug, did you think I was going to say, I feel like there's got to be the deep?
No, I didn't think you were going to say that.
I feel like there's got to be a movie called In Too Deep.
Oh. Scott?
Cover there is always vanilla sky scraper fection her Majesty's secret service castle miserable miserable.
Drug lord Dwayne Gittins rules Cincinnati with an iron fist.
Cincinnati.
No wonder he's known as God on the streets. Determined to break Gittins' stranglehold on the city is undercover cop Jeffrey Cole. Supporting
Jeffrey
him in the
Cole.
Difficult task ahead is his girlfriend. No name. And his tough-as-nails commander. But as Cole takes on an assumed identity to penetrate Gittins' criminal empire, he makes a disturbing discovery. He kind of likes being a gangster.
Oh. He's in too deep.
He is in too deep.
That guy's in too deep.
Yeah.
He's in too deep.
That happens.
Jeffrey. All right, Patton, you need something that ends in or begins with miserables.
Tin to deep cover. There. It's always vanilla skyscraper perfection, Her Majesty's secret service castle miserable miserable.
The Adventures of Tin Tin.
The Adventures of Tin yeah. Tin to
so
deep.
Now Paul needs something that ends in adventures.
An awfully big adventure
yes.
of Tin Tin too deep. What was it again?
Nobody cares. Patton.
What?
We just have to end this game. Do you have
okay.
anything to add?
Right, yeah. Rodan awfully big adventure.
Oh. Okay, Paul. Something ends in row. Oh, I know one. Guy behind
edge
me
of tomorrow, Rodan. Awfully Big Adventures of Tintin.
All right, Patton, I'm going to just say it for you. River's Edge, Paul.
Yep. Thank you. In I was going to say River's Edge.
Of course.
River's playing went to.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Something about a river.
There's gotta be a fucking movie.
There was Mel Gibson's The River. You're fucked there again.
That's true. That's true. Oh, Twisted River.
Really?
Huh? Yeah.
Scott,
what the fuck are you laughing at?
Paul, do you mean last night in Twisted River?
Of course I do.
Well, that's a book, not a film.
Oh, no.
All right, Patton wins that one. Congratulations, Patton. All right, now we're in a... You guys were so good at that game.
That could not be a more disputable win, by the way. There could not be more dispute to that fucking thing.
The whole game shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Truly a mockery to God and all things good.
It was Doug's fault.
It was a mockery.
It was my fault. It's Skyscraper's fault. Yeah. That movie's not doing as well as people thought in the cinemas or in games. So this is...
Turns out The Rock can't open a game.
Oh.
Hey. Other than rock, paper, scissors.
That's true.
That's true.
Judy Tenuta's here.
Wait, what did she do?
I don't know.
That was his original wrestling name, The Rock, Paper, Scissors. He'd get defeated 2 out of 3 matches. All right. We're going to play Last Man Stanton to decide our winner tonight.
Yeah.
Patton gets to go first, and then we'll switch up the order here, and we'll go to Scott, and then Paul, and then me.
Doug, I'm a casual listener at best. What are the rules?
Doug, long time
caller. You're a casual guest at best. Yeah.
Long time caller, first time listener. Well, how do we do this?
I think I was about to explain it, but we're going to get a name from the audience of an actor or actress. Take turns naming movies that person was in. Can't think of one, you're out. And normally we have lifelines, but I'm not going to mess with those now because we're exactly on time to end right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but apologies to whatever's happening after us. Where is Bilbao_Baggins? That's you right there. Hi.
Oh, hi.
And what's your actual name? Or do you mind giving
Kim.
It
Kim.
Kim.
That's American Psycho.
It's fucking American Psycho. This happens sometimes. She gets to make a suggestion now to determine what actor or actress we're going to play in this game. And I usually play along, but I'm going to sit this one out because we got to end it. All the best game show hosts just bring that up
before the
lightning round. Listen, we got to end this. Somebody's got to fucking win.
Normally I play, but I don't feel like.
I know all the answers. So
what if Alex Trebek before every Final Jeopardy was like, normally
I like to play along.
I like to jump in here, but I'm not going to tonight.
He should. He should just get the same thing that contestants get, and he should have to write something down.
He wheels out a little podium.
Yeah.
Hey. He has to wheel it out himself.
Yeah. Well, for dramatic effect.
Yeah,
it's oh, 1 second, I forgot something.
Stuck today.
All right, so Bilbao Baggins, a.k.a. American Psychim, what have you got?
Johnny Depp.
John Depp, the great Disney film actor who continues to work. Just because he doesn't have a Twitter account, apparently. If you're horrible, as long as you kind of keep it to yourself. And the hotels who have to clean up after you leave the room. Does he still do that? Does he still trash hotels? Who cares? Oh, we have a confirmation from the audience.
Yes. She's a housekeeper in a hotel, it sounds like. Yes.
What a weird thing for an adult to do.
Go trash your own house.
Okay, yeah.
Just
Stop trashing things.
Yeah.
Stop it. Patton, any film with Johnny Depp in it, you have 3 seconds.
Oh, Edward Scissorhands.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple more seconds.
No.
I don't like that movie.
Oh, okay. Ed
no,
Wood.
No, that was a good... Oh, all right. Shit.
I thought you were serious.
Oh, wait. You think you should make a movie, Ed versus Ed.
Bill and Ted Word Scissorhands.
Scott, any Johnny Depp movie except for the two that have been mentioned?
Yeah. Wait, what are the two?
Edward Scissorhands and Edward Wood.
Oh, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Full title, please.
The.
There's nothing else to that. There's nothing after. There's not a colon and more words.
Curse of the Black Pearl.
There, yeah. It feels good when you're right, doesn't it?
Was that the first one? Had a
whole thing, yeah.
Oh, had a whole thing.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, because they were still a little worried that a ride wasn't enough reason to make a movie.
That's right.
We've also got a curse and a pearl.
A black pearl.
Don't even know what that is.
I gotta see this.
I gotta see it.
I was skeptical.
BZB.
What do you got, Paul?
What's eating Gilbert Grape?
All right, please speak legibly. Legibly.
Wow, there you go.
Please write audibly. Patton?
Dark Shadows.
Yes. Great. Oh, you didn't like that one. Weird. So many fans for that movie. Scott?
Cry Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Paul?
Dog, I'm gonna want to say Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah, recent. He's still working.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
At World's End.
Yes.
Woo.
Paul.
The Astronaut's Wife.
Who is that, James Mason?
Bill Nye.
That's how he talks?
Sometimes.
Patton?
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Mm-hmm. Scott?
21 Jump Street.
Ooh. Be careful now, Paul.
Did he show up?
I thought I smelled some scarves.
Did your scarf nar go off?
Oh, Doug,
I'm getting a ping on the scarf. Sorry.
Perhaps you also smelled some chocolat.
Chocolat!
Chocolat. 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 Let me rock it. Chocolat. Chocolat.
Mordecai!
Ooh. Wow. Rough.
A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2?
What?
Two?
Settle down.
Just two?
Less words.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. He's in what?
Yeah, he's straight up in the original.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. He has explosive blood diarrhea in a bed.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, I thought that was the first room he trashed.
Well, technically, Freddy Krueger did the... What?
Pat, wake up. There's a game afoot.
Okay. Am I up or is Paul?
It's Paul.
Oh, sorry.
From Hell.
Ooh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Platoon. He's in Platoon.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Why you gotta be so smart?
I'm sorry he's in Platoon.
I don't know what to tell you, but he's in Platoon.
Donnie Brasco.
Ooh.
I try to remember that one, but sometimes I forget about it.
Oh.
Doug, can I talk to you for a second?
What's up?
Outside.
What have you been up to?
Yeah, what have you been up to, Fred?
Paul.
I like to. So did I.
What is the name of that moose? Sleepy Hollow!
The Legend of?
Yeah, that's all you gotta do is let your fingers work it
there
out.
There you go, yeah.
Just walk it across the table.
Yeah.
Patton.
What it? Lone Ranger.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Scott.
What's that fucking one?
What's that fucking one?
It's not the title I'm thinking of. The fucking magical bullshit of Fliffin' Pliff.
Oh, magical bullshit.
Of Wolfencliff? Is that Fliffin' what you said? Fliffin'
Pliff? Fliffin' Piff.
Full title.
Fliffin' Piff and the Secret Chamber. You out, Scott?
What's the one where he's...
I know what you're thinking of, but I can't help you.
Yeah, but now I'm thinking of the other one.
Oh, damn it.
He's been magical more than once.
Las Vegas.
Oh, fuck. All right, we got to move on.
All right, fuck it. Edward Penis Hands. That was him, right?
No, that was just a...
How do you know it wasn't him?
He is that good. Paul?
Damn it.
Deadman.
Deadman.
Ooh.
Patton.
Rango.
Ooh. Paul.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
How many of those movies are there?
Way too many.
There's five
Jesus.
Too many.
Jesus.
I'm thinking of one
mm-hmm.
where he was very cute in it. He mm-hmm. was doing cute stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That person gets it.
Yeah.
Do the title legs.
Title legs. Walking on the table.
Let's find a movie title. And we're going to walk around and maybe make some brain neurons. Find us some Johnny Depp. Go.
Paul. I'm going to have to call.
Nick of Time.
Whoa. Oh.
Literally.
Wow, you got that one.
Literally.
It was.
Wow.
Yes.
I remember the other one now, too. This is great stuff.
Okay, Patton.
Was the other one Benny and June?
Benny and June. He was so mentally ill that he was great at Charlie Chaplin routines. Paul?
Let's see. I mean,
wait,
the guy,
you said you thought of another one.
Yeah, but then Patton said it out loud.
Oh, God damn it. I'm so sorry. That was shitty.
Oh, has anyone said Sweeney Todd?
They would. If they say the whole title, it'd be great.
The Demon Bob of Free's Room.
Did they use the whole title for the movie?
Scott
can tell you that. He loves that movie.
Because I said that on your show?
Yeah, you love that
8
movie.
8 years ago?
You take that as truth?
Yeah.
You're the only person I've ever said that to.
Oh,
this is special.
Now it's out there.
That's so crazy.
Now it's out there. I hope you keep your job.
You actually listen to me.
I hope you still get to make Threedom.
Hey, guys, let's form a group called the Job Keepers.
And we pledge to keep our jobs every day.
And our mascot will be the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah. He's kept his job all this time. He's keeping that crypt.
Let's refuse to let our own statements hold us back.
If someone digs up something I said one time, I'm going to say, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
The Shaggy defense.
That's right. I couldn't have written that on Twitter. I was banging someone on the bathroom floor. What a squalid song.
Whose turn is it, Patton?
Blow.
Blow, of course.
Of course, Blow.
Of course, of course. And he was also in?
What's the one? I can see him.
Tell us what he's doing.
Well, he looks different. I bought the book of this movie at the airport. Read approximately
Back to the Future?
50 pages. Did not return to it. Black Mass.
Oh, very good. Patton's got another one.
I had to envision it on my bedside table. Covered by four other books.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico. In Mexico!
Paul, it keeps coming back at you pretty fast.
I know, man, I know. It's hard for me. I'm a nice guy.
You're too nice for this game.
I'm under a lot of pressure for being so nice.
This game isn't for sweethearts.
It's not. It's not. I want to say.
Oh, what was that one?
I know the one you're thinking of. He was in it.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure
was he in a movie about wind?
He wasn't in Twister.
No, he wasn't. Mm-mm. He wasn't.
Would have been great if he walked in disguised
as a cyclone.
He played the Pepsi can in Twister.
I feel like I don't remember the movie Twister as well as I should.
If you throw a bunch of cans at a Twister, you can find out how twistery it is.
All right, okay. Then you got to keep a bunch of cans around.
Yeah. You also have to have a belt ready, because that's how they save themselves. They tie themselves with a belt to a pipe.
You got to have a belt ready?
Yeah. Yeah, Bill Pax is like, holy shit, I have a belt on. Let's use it.
How ready does it have to be?
Really ready.
Right now I'm thinking of a bunch of the ones we've already said.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as helpful as you would think.
No, not helpful at all.
Oh, of course.
Here we go. To say
he was in.
Yes.
Craigley Mansion Murder Time. <2019.
laughs> Scott, you want to look that one up?
That's all right.
Johnny Depp plays an eccentric weirdo in the futuristic realm of 2019.
No, I yield. I yield.
He yields to Patton Oswalt as our winner. All right. So, what's the name of the person?
I was feeling some real fear and loathing there at the end.
That's
the one I was trying to think of.
Las Vegas.
Then I was trying to think of Don Juan.
And I was
Oh shit, that fucking dumb thing.
He was in Tusk and Yoga Hosers.
Oh yeah, and Don Juan's
the same character.
With Marlon Brando, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait, who?
Tusk and Yoga Hosers. He in both movies.
What did you just say to me?
What the fuck did you just say to Paul?
How many movies did you just name?
I named two movies. One called Tusk, based on the Fleetwood Mac song, and the other one was called Yoga Hosers, and it was a sequel to Strange Brew. So, who are you playing for, Patton?
I was playing for the amazing, colossal Max.
Max, come get your prizes. Hey, where are you at, Matt? Oh, it's that guy. It's Paul's enemy.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Nova.
Sit the fuck down.
Nova,
what are you
represent.
Doing talking to my boy, Paul?
Nova represent.
Oh, he doesn't want his bong. He's like, save it for next time. Like, I'm not going to just leave it
save
here.
Save it for next time. Next time.
But congratulations,
Christmas.
Dude.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Real quick, Patton, what do you got to plug? What is going on?
Just a lot of dates coming up. Go to PattonOswalt.com. Doing a lot of stand-up.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Oh, and Sorry to Bother You is in theaters now.
Oh, do you play the voice of David Cross?
I play one of the white voices, and I have a small role in Teen Titans Go. You can go check that out.
Oh, now I get why you said that one was good.
But it's good!
Sorry.
Because...
Sorry, Paul's scared of sharks.
Doug.
And I just looked at this
terrifying.
Head up.
I thought he was coming to get me.
AP Bio.
Oh, yeah, AP Bio.
You gotta keep shouting out shit he's in. Yeah. I got nothing.
What, you got an IMDb back there?
Hey!
Untitled. Oh.
Yeah, I took it out. Here you go.
Cool. Scott Aukerman, what's going on, friend?
You know, I got three podcasts and limited...
A bitch ain't one?
Yeah.
So you've got the podcast Are You Talking to Three?
REM to me. I got Threedom. I got Comedy Bang Bang. Limited job opportunities. Non-existent screen appeal.
Scott, Jesus.
You were terrific as Michael Caine's back in Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Michael Caine's back in Austin Powers Goldmember.
Well, thank you for being here, taking time out from podcasting to do it. And
what?
And Paul F. Tompkins?
Doug, obviously.
Weed press conference.
Threedom on Stitcher Premium with Scott and Lauren. Also Spontaneous Nation every Monday on Earwolf.
Yay.
BoJack Horseman comes back September 14th.
Come see Paul at the Paley Fest. You're going to be at Paley Fest.
Oh, I am going to be at Paley Fest. That's right. Tangled the series. That's the job I could get fired
from,
I guess.
Yes, you're going to get fired for that. As soon as all that AIDS talk gets out.
All that AIDS talk. I was being very welcoming.
Front half of that sentence is a beautiful sentiment.
Welcome
to the wonderful world. Then it goes a little south.
Next, Los Angeles Douglas Movies is right here on Tuesday, August 7th at 9:30. One more time for all my guests, Patton Oswalt, Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins. And we're going to dig into some controversy here. People that text and drive then rear-end somebody at a complete stop at 40 miles per hour and totals the other person's car is a shithead? Yeah. Is that why you have to wear the shark head? It's like a neck brace? And people who pee all over the toilet seat are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in